ruined an undefeated season last year.
I won't.
At least at that point.
There's not a lot of redemption, I don't think. Give them credit. It's not about us going and trying to attack them. It's just us trying to go and get the win. That's all that matters to us. We're not trying to go there and fight them or do whatever. It's about going there and winning the football game, and that's all that matters.
Why do you think Northwestern has been so challenging for Iowa the last few seasons?
Someone told me earlier, I think we've had 9 turnovers in the last 2 games that we've played them, so that doesn't help. And if the defense isn't causing turnovers, it's tough to win the game if the turnover margin is in your favor. And that's something that we need to capitalize on. Hopefully the defense can cause a few turnovers and our offense can play turnover free.
Tyler, one thing, you kind of hear it's Northwestern's spread offense. Do you think they don't get credit for maybe being a physical team as they are? Kind of written off as a dinky-dunky spread team, but in reality, they hit you guys pretty good.
Just watching them, very physical. They pick up. They're very sound in what they do, and teams will blitz them. And it seems like they pick it up every time. And if Persa feels pressure, he can take off, or if he's trying to throw the ball downfield, they're picking up the blitz and hitting receivers downfield. So they're a very physical team and a spread team, so that makes it a tougher challenge.
You know, they're a team, too, that you've seen a couple good quarterbacks against them, Persa before it. Mm-hmm. How is it, you know, it's easy to write it off maybe with a quarterback, oh, it's a system, he does this. Persa seems to bring a little bit extra maybe with his ability to run. Is that what you see?
Yeah, a very good dual-threat quarterback, a guy that can, if the pocket's collapsing, he's not scared. He'll try to run you over. He's not like most quarterbacks in the Big Ten who's going to slot. They're going to slide or just try to pick up the first down. He's fighting for extra yards, and he's doing everything in his will to help the team win, and he's been doing a great job of that all year.
What does he do out on the edge when he gets out there?
He can make you miss. Very shifty guy for a quarterback. Don't see a lot of quarterbacks like him that can make you miss. But very fast and elusive guy that can make plays with his feet or his arm.
Tyler, because you ended up getting an opportunity to play against them a little bit last year, do you feel that maybe puts you guys in an advantage defensively because you have on film against your defense, you know, what he is capable of doing?
Yes and no. Yes, just because we've seen him. We've played against him, but he's a little more experienced, obviously, than he was last year, and he's doing a great job of – last year when he checked in, it was more for the running situations and just trying to pick up maybe the first down. This year he's doing – he can throw the ball downfield or he can run it. So it's yes and no. I don't know exactly how to answer that question.
Just one thing I noticed is the receivers, they like to run a lot of stuff like towards the middle and then, you know, have like crossing routes. Is that something that you've kind of picked up on? And how talented are guys like Jeremy Ebert, for example?
Yeah, Ebert, he's made some heck really, really good catches this year. That one-handed catch last week was very impressive. But they spread you all across the field, not just in the middle. They try to hit you on the hashes. If you're playing cover 3, if you're playing cover 2, they'll try to hit you down the middle of the field. So it's basically pick your poison and just go out and play the best football that you can and fly around and try to get stops on defense.
You guys, it kind of switches around ever. Like when you guys play Penn State, all you keep hearing is, oh, you guys have Penn State's number. It's almost flipped around a little bit with Northwestern. You kind of, is it the reverse of, you kind of get tired of hearing that maybe?
You could say that if you want. That's up for you to decide.
But they've won 4 out of 5, and yeah. It's a team that people go, wow, I thought I would maybe beat them.
A lot of it is how people match up, just their style versus our style, offensively and defensively. They know what they're doing. We know what we know what each other are going to do, but it's about going out and who makes the least amount of mistakes while they're doing it. And the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is usually going
to
win the game.
The turnovers.
Yeah. Of course, if you turn the ball over 9 times in the defense, I don't even remember if we caused a turnover last year during the game. But
you got 1 interception. For the
cover. Okay, yeah. But other than that, if you don't get any turnovers in your as a defense and you're turning over the ball as an offense, it's not very good usually.
How often, like during the off season, like after you guys played in the Orange Bowl and you had time to reflect back on the season, look ahead to this year, how often would you go back and think about last year's game against Northwestern, maybe use that as like an extra bit of motivation, you know, to get through like a summer workout or, you know, to get through a practice like during fall camp?
I thought we played pretty well last season with the Orange Bowl victory and everything. It's not something that, of course, we lost. It was tough, but it wasn't anything that we can't go back in time and change it. It's all looking forward to the future and looking forward to Saturday to play. We've taken each game, each week, each week has presented your own challenge for you. This week it's Northwestern, and we're focused in on playing Northwestern.